Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Mitch Lowe.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, a Final Fantasy VII spin-off is shutting down. Valve accidentally, in quotation marks, shows off emulators on the Steam Deck, and a Silent Hill 2 remake is confirmed.
Here is the news for Sunday, 16th of October. Let's go.
Articles to read, podcasts to listen to, and videos to watch on sifter.com.au.
Valve said the quiet bit out loud by showing off a Nintendo Switch emulator in their latest Steam Deck promo video. Eagle-eyed viewers spotted an icon for Yuzu, an open-source emulator for Switch titles, in a recent trailer. An updated version of the video was uploaded shortly after, but some saw it as an acknowledgement of the fact that emulating games is extremely popular on the handheld. As part of this announcement, Valve ditched the pre-order system for purchases, with anyone able to buy one straight away. That is, if you're in the US. There is still no way to buy a Steam Deck in Australia yet. Come on, Valve, seriously?
Yeah, just like the Google story a couple of weeks ago, I don't really feel connected to this one because I can't get one yet, so we'll wait and see. A long-rumored horror game remake has seemingly been confirmed this week. Christoph Gans, who directed the Silent Hill film, said in an interview that developers Blooper Team were working with Konami specifically on a Silent Hill 2. It's not the only Silent Hill game, according to Gans. The Silent Team have a number of projects in the works.
Pretty unlikely Hideo Kojima will come back to the franchise after PT, but hey, we can hope. Activision Blizzard have confirmed that players will need to register their mobile phone numbers in order to play the upcoming Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Last week, Overwatch 2 launched with the same requirement and was met with a lot of pushback from players. But Activision Blizzard are doubling down and sticking to the new model, which is likely a company-wide initiative. We'll see how long this lasts.
I think if they run into the same issues that they did with Overwatch 2, I think people are less likely to forgive a new Call of Duty. Sticking with Activision Blizzard, the rocky launch of Overwatch 2 continues with a range of bugs and questionable design decisions. Console players have found themselves in a lose-lose situation when in cross-play queues with PC players, with their controller aim assist disabled. Not only that, but the characters Bastion and Torbjorn have had to be temporarily disabled from play due to fundamental bugs that made their characters broken in competitive matches. While disabling these characters, Blizzard accidentally unleashed a new bug onto many players who suddenly found a large portion of their hero roster disabled and were unable to be selected for a couple of days. And a terrible bug has sorted highly ranked competitive players into some of the lowest tiers, and they were stuck there, unable to progress. A new patch has fixed the issue, and now players should once again be able to rank up.
To smooth things over with players, Overwatch 2 will be giving away a free Reaper skin, some extra collectibles, and activating double Battle Pass experience weekends over the next fortnight. Square Enix has announced that the final circle is closing in on Final Fantasy VII: The First Soldier, with servers set to return to the livestream in January 2023. Launched in November 21, this Battle Royale is Square Enix's latest in an ever-growing list of titles exclusive to mobile devices, which have been met with mixed reception and success. The publisher has made it very clear that mobile games will remain a core part of their strategy, with several titles on the way, including an episodic version of Final Fantasy VII with loot boxes, and something called Kingdom Hearts Missing Link, a name which is almost too normal to belong to a Kingdom Hearts game in the 2020s.
I just can't wait for the more interesting Keyblade designs that we're going to see out of these new titles. And some fantastic news for Indonesian studios Mojiken and Toge Productions. Their upcoming game, A Space for the Unbound, will be released now after all. The slice-of-life point-and-click game was stuck in limbo when Toge and Mojiken had a dispute with their former publisher, P-Cube, which meant that the game went into hiatus. Chorus Worldwide will now publish the game globally on consoles, with details on the release promised soon.
As a big fan of Coffee Talk, I'm incredibly happy that they're able to go ahead with the launch of a game that they've worked so hard on. I really can't wait to play this one. That's it for news. Here are the games arriving this week.
Out on Tuesday is A Plague Tale: Requiem, the follow-up to 2019's Plague Tale: Innocence. If you loved the gross, rat-filled world of the original, you're bound to be into this sequel set 6 months later. Grab it on PC, Switch, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 18th.
Also out on the 18th is Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. It's a multiplayer shooter hunter game where you play as either the Ghostbusters in first-person shooter action or as ghosts in third-person haunting mode. It's out on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this Tuesday.
The Mario plus Rabbids sequel is here, titled Sparks of Hope. The first entry was a surprise hit for turn-based strategy fans, and this new entry looks to be delivering more of that quality action. Grab it on Nintendo Switch on the 20th.
After 7 long years of waiting between Batman games, Gotham Knights will hit the shelves this Friday. Players will be able to take control of 4 of Batman's most competent sidekicks to uncover the mystery behind the Court of Owls. It's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 21st.
And lastly, we have New Tales from the Borderlands, a Telltale-style, choice-based narrative adventure set in the world of Borderlands. It's out on all platforms this Friday.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Mitchell O. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love listening to Sifter, so if you'd like to support our work, we've got a Ko-fi where you can contribute whatever our work is worth to you. Even a small amount makes a big difference to us. You can head to sifter.com.au/support, or even a couple of dollars will help us keep making the shows you love.
Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Carl Paletto, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Daniel Ang, Daniel Hines, and Adam Christou. My name is Mitch Lowe. I am the senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune.
Thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.